All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Midweek version of Minnesota Today. It is a Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Kathy Werzer. It was a very cold start to Wednesday morning throughout Minnesota. It was 33 degrees below zero in Eveleth. Two Harbors had a wind chill of 40 below. Strong winds this afternoon will blow in some warmer air. Highs today, 30 around northwestern Minnesota, 15 to 21 in the southeast. The rest of the forecast is coming up in a few minutes. More bystanders to George Floyd's killing are expected to testify today at the federal courthouse in St. Paul. Three former Minneapolis officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights. Nina Moyney has the latest.
Federal prosecutors have already called Christopher Martin, the young cashier who took a $20 counterfeit bill from Floyd and called 911, as well as Charles McMillan. He was passing by and witnessed most of the incident. Federal prosecutors have accused former police officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane of failing to give medical care to Floyd, and that two of the officers also didn't stop their colleague from kneeling on Floyd and killing him. They argue that it was obvious that Floyd needed help. Defense attorneys argue the officers didn't have proper training to intervene. The judge expects the trial to last for about a month. I'm Nina Moyney.
The attorney representing a suspect who allegedly shot and killed a driver while both were traveling on Highway 169 in the Twin Cities wants the first-degree murder charge against their client dismissed. Jamal Smith was indicted in the shooting death of Jay Boynton last July. Boynton and his teenage son were returning home from a baseball game in Coon Rapids when the shooting occurred. Smith's attorneys cite extensive publicity and irregularities in grand jury proceedings for their request to dismiss charges. A Robbinsdale City Council member is due in court today on charges of fleeing police while driving drunk early Monday morning. Matt Sepik has more.
Hennepin County prosecutors say 38-year-old Tyler Robert Klein had a blood alcohol concentration more than twice the legal limit when he crashed in the northbound lanes of Highway 100 while driving south. Authorities say Klein left the scene, continued driving the wrong way, and went around a police car. Officers twice attempted to stop Klein using special vehicle maneuvers. They succeeded only after driving a squad car into his minivan. Klein's charged with two gross misdemeanor DWI counts plus a felony count of fleeing police in a motor vehicle. He was elected to the Robbinsdale City Council in 2020 and works as a legislative assistant for DFL State Senator Ann Rest. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
Have you noticed you're not getting the mail every day? Some people in Minneapolis have noticed they don't get mail for 2 to 3 days and then they get a bunch all at once, or they get their mail on Sunday. The same situation is happening in places like Stillwater and Lake Elmo in the East Metro. According to the U.S. Postal Service, there are delivery issues in the Twin Cities because many carriers are out with COVID and there are staffing shortages. In sports, Kwesi Adofa-Mensah, the vice president of football operations for the Cleveland Browns, has emerged as the front runner for the Minnesota Vikings general manager job. Adofa-Mensah was in Minnesota for his second formal interview yesterday. The Vikes fired longtime GM Rick Spielman after the season. So I mentioned the forecast. It's going to get a little bit warmer after we have a real cold start to the day. It's going to be quite windy, too. Winds around 35, 40 miles an hour. Blowing some snow around, partly sunny skies, highs near 30 in northwestern Minnesota, 15 to 21 in the southeast. Tonight, still windy. Some snow is possible too, less than an inch though. Lows will be 2 below to 6 above zero in the north, 15 to 18 in the south. Tomorrow, still breezy with some flurries in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow, 7 to 15 degrees in the north, upper 20s in southern Minnesota. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, download the news app, or turn on the radio. Listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.